A short passage, just one verse. This is right at the end of the epistle, the letter that Paul wrote that we call 2 Corinthians. It's kind of a newsy letter, and he ends it, or closely ends it, this way. Finally, brothers, goodbye. Aim for perfection. Listen to my appeal. Be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.
Part of being the people of God is recognizing that the people of God are diverse. Every year, there is a conference held for Christian college students called the National Christian Multicultural Student Leadership Conference. It's easy, and we just abbreviate as NCMSLC. Right? And each year, representative group from Geneva goes to that conference. Ms. Cindy Cook is the organizer of that. All of the people who participated, particularly Dr. Ayi and Dr. Carson, attended the conference this year. And we've invited Ms. Cindy and some of the students to come and share their experiences from the conference with us. So, Cindy? Let's welcome Ms. Cindy. Come on.
Now you all know better. Good morning. As Dean said, we attended the National Multicultural Student Leaders Conference, and this year we had the opportunity to go to Anderson University, located in Anderson, Indiana, and we had an awesome time. There was 27 students along with us, including the 8 faculty, staff, and administration that went, which included Ken Carson. This is his first time traveling with us, so he probably had an experience with us. But it was a great time, a 6-hour bus tour. We saw Dreamgirls. The students knew every word of Dreamgirls. So I don't need to watch that movie anymore. We also watched Clue, and so I fell asleep on that one. But we had a good time going there. We arrived there no later than before 11:30. We had a tremendous bus driver that had his navigation system, so he had it down to the minute as to when we would arrive. So if anybody wanted to get me a Christmas gift, that navigation system would be great. So, but again, the conference has been going on for 21 years. Geneva has been a part of that conference for 20 years, and it's been a tremendous, I've been here at Geneva 14 years attending the conference, and it's been a tremendous year, each year taking students to it just to learn who we are. Students are always in and out of my office, and they always tell me that they don't have a culture. And I'm like, no, you do have a culture, and you are somebody. And so just to take that time to just challenge your parents and your grandparents to just research to see, where did we come from? It was said at the conference that we all came over here on a boat and somewhere by somebody. So not to think that just those who came from Africa came on a boat. We all came here to the United States on the boat from somewhere. So it's always been a challenging time for students to do that. And as our society continues to change, we are challenging students, and we do that as educators, that we need to be learning more about cultural diversity. And we need to move away from the fact that as soon as we hear multiculturalism or we hear diversity, that we tense up that, oh, that's just for the minority students. No, it's for the majority. It's for all of us to want to know more about where we come from. So we need to move beyond that. The students that went to the conference had the opportunity to attend various workshops. They heard speakers. They listened to various types of music. And so, which is, again, is a challenge to them and is encouraging them to see, like, is this right? Is this wrong? Where does this fit into the kingdom of God? So it's always interesting to see what they're doing with that. So we asked the students to participate in workshops, and we asked them not to all go to the same one so that when they came back here, they'd be able to share something from the conference with you. And so we're going to invite them to come and share that information to us. My desire is that one day we would be able to have that conference here. In the meantime, we need to pray God that he would bless up abundantly in the area of building new buildings and having more places for meetings to happen. But that can happen because God is able to do all things. But we just want, again, I just want the students to be able to come forth and share what they learned from the conference, whether it was from a workshop or just their first time attending. So we're going to start with Ken. We had various students that represented clubs on campus, and so Ken is coming representing the student union.
All right. I got the privilege to go to a pretty unique kind of workshop. It was pretty experiential. It was called Titanically Speaking, and it was about injustice. And the way that it was set up is, before we got into this area, we were told how privileged we were to be here and to follow whatever orders we were given without question, because we were so lucky to be here. Then we get in and we're handed a ticket. And some people got a ticket that said, you have a red card. This red card, there were six of them. They get to go up to the front and they get to watch a movie. They get to eat popcorn. They get candy. They get back rubs. They got really nice chairs. They had it made. And then another group, gold group, they sat a couple rows behind them. They weren't allowed to watch the movie. They weren't allowed to eat candy. They were allowed to talk to each other and sit in some pretty nice chairs, but that was about it. Then there was a very large group, the green group. I was a part of this group, and we were pretty much told to stand along a wall, stare at the wall, try not to talk to anybody, try not to even be seen if possible. And it was a really weird experience. And afterwards, we were sat down, we had to confront each other. And it was startling to see how each of us were blaming each other. We were all accusing each other for the injustice that had happened to the green group. And we, as the green group, we were saying, well, why wasn't the, as the green group, we were like, why isn't red or gold helping us? They have all this power, they have all this privilege, but they won't do anything. And they would say, well, you didn't look like you needed help. We were confused because we were standing at a wall. But the whole time, we started to realize that there was a whole problem, that we all had the power to do something. There was a major injustice happening, but each of us had an ability. And it completely struck a chord with me that there's injustice that happens today, but there's also a power that I hold and that you hold, that we are capable of making change. It's not going to be the most comfortable thing in the world, but it is something we can do. And that was the experience that I had while I was at Nickumslick. So now I'm going to introduce the other person, the next person to speak today, which is Sophia.
Hi. I participated in the International Student Ethnic Caucus at the conference, and we talked about different issues there and major challenges there. And we talked about how to deal with these challenges as well. And the major challenge we discussed was the tension between upholding our own identities from the different countries that we come from and assimilating to the U.S. culture. And the way we talked about dealing with that was to reach a middle ground where we stay rooted in our cultures from the different countries that we come from, but at the same time embrace the U.S. culture and learn about it as we interact with others and as others learn about our culture as well. And another important point that we made was not being caught up in the label international students. Because many times on our campus, it's a small group of us, like it might be just 10 of us, and it's easy to just see it as just that one group. But within that group, there's various ethnic backgrounds from that group. We all have our differences. So we want all be seen for the unique individuals that we all are first before we are seen as the different countries that we represent. And specifically in the area of Geneva, in response to international students, you have an international student organization, and that is a great place to be, and it's just amazing to have that organization. But at the same time, many times when people look at that, they think it's like a bubble that we're creating to keep ourselves within that bubble and not spreading out, and it's not like that at all. We actually want other people to come. Everybody's welcome to come to that club, and we came to America, the different country to study, not because we wanted to stay within just our own homes. If we wanted to just stay in that bubble, we'd have just stayed in our own countries. So we do want to, you know, have opportunities to interact with other people, and we invite students to come to events like International Dinner, where we have a chance to cook different foods and just show a glimpse of our cultures. So it is good to have these interactions. And we also talked about valuing who we are, as we all have our ethnic backgrounds. You all have value in that, as everybody in this room does. And we talked about the adjustments that we had to make with food, time, the weather. Like right now, I'm freezing, and I come from a hot weather. We all have learned to adjust to the U.S. culture on our campuses, and we urge every one of you to step out also and make friends with people that are different from you. Sometimes it can take you out of your comfort zone, but it is important as we're trying to advance the kingdom of God and live in harmony with one another. So we just want to urge you to, step out and make a friend with someone different than you today and just get to know people and have great experiences. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Bill Coyne. I'm the MCA from the houses, the men's houses. And today I was coming up to talk about, I went to one group. It was, they talked a lot about, it was just like all the white students that went to the conference kind of gathered into a room and we talked about issues that were presented towards us. And to me, there was something, I brought up the fact that all of us have some kind of cultural background that we should be proud of. And, just saying that this is only for the minority students is false because I'm standing up here right now. And according to Final Jeopardy last week, I'm from the two largest groups in America that there are, Irish and German. So I'm disproving that right here. And the one girl's response to what I said was, well, I have 10 different nationalities, so I'm kind of from mixed blood, so I don't really have any kind of culture to be proud of. I really didn't know how to respond to that, and I thought afterwards that the way to respond was, well, doesn't that give you even more to be proud of? Don't we all have something here to be proud of that we come from? All of our families have worked so hard to bring us here. All of our families have come from other countries. Like, for example, my great-grandma came from Ireland because of just all the social problems. She couldn't get anything. There was no food. She came over here, and now I'm one of the first in my family to go to college, so it means a lot to my family, more so than me, to be here. But the other thing that I wanted to talk about too is we're so ready to pray whenever we find problems. We'll just go and we're like, okay, I'm going to pray for it. But also it requires action. We can't just sit here and watch things happen around us and be like, I'll pray for it. If we have a paper due tomorrow, and we haven't even started it yet, and we just go, oh, I'll pray for it, hope it shows up done in the morning, and I'll just go to sleep, it's not going to happen. Problems aren't going to get fixed just by solely prayer. We need to start doing things. We need to make what we feel open to people. We need to make sure people realize where we're coming from. We need people to realize that there are diversities in every single one of us. It isn't just white and black. There's so much more than that. It's so much more than all of us or many of us realize. Because whenever we go and we apply to colleges or we apply to job, the color bar is the first thing that you think of. And it's always white. I'm not white. I'm Irish and German and I'm an American and I'm proud of that. And everybody talks about, I'm a young person. I'm a young person, and there's not much that I can do. Well, you're wrong, and the Bible tells you that you're wrong. I'm going to finish by reading from 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers of the world in conduct, love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. And now I'm going to introduce Josh to come up and speak to you next.
Oh, what's your name again? Bill, right? Oh, that was good. That was real good. That was great. Hello, my name is Joshua Paladin. I'm going to speak to you about my adventurous time at the 2007 Nick'em Slick Workshop. And just in case you were wondering, it stands for the National Christian Multicultural Student Leadership Conference, in which I believe Ms. Cook already said. Anyway, I believe that being there was actually a calling for me from God, and in which I actually was in the middle of a lot of stuff, with busy with academics and a lot of problems. But you know, sometimes when God sees you stressing, he actually say that and grabs you up and say that, you know, my son or my daughter, I'm going to bless you and get you out of this situation and come back to your positive senses. So you see, Jesus loves you. And just hold that forth in your heart. But so anyway, when I arrived at Nickum Slick in a workshop, it was more than I have ever expected. More than just the multicultural ethnicity and everything there. It was just a broad calling, as like I believe Dean Smith or one of the guys earlier said. And before me, I see a multitude of just a million people from different every tribe and every nation. That's what it was like. And I believe that, you know, it was there, you know, just learning, being around everybody from different types of organizations and just different colleges. It was a great awareness and a great place to be, a great atmosphere. And the reason why I say this is because I never expected so many different cultures to be in some sort of unification. You know, there were gospel praises as of African-American style with hip, and there also was just a lot of praising altogether. It was just a big event for different cultural backgrounds to come together and praise that Jesus Christ is Lord. And as it says, come all you bow and let every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But for me, it pulled me closer than what I already was to Christ. And to continue, I grow day after day and night after night, as we all do with God. You know, we try, we all fall short. But, you know, then again, we're all sinners, but still, we love the Lord and we have the Spirit in us. But then I enhance and make new friends, in which I thank God for meeting, because I never knew I would become cool with those individuals until today. So once again, like I said, it was a blessing. It's a blessing in disguise. And so anyways, I was there. There was different caucuses, and which included my foreground of my great Indian blood in me. And I spoke in an informative speech on how American Indians and those of Indian descent were important values of this country. And also, I would say a lot of you know, heard of spoken word, in which I did spoke of a poem explaining how living life without God, that you're nothing. Because if your only way you're living life or you're alive is with Christ in you. If you don't have Christ, you're not alive, you're dead. So, you know, that's something else that touched me. And I must say that as for me, performing nationally and everything, there was a great play of Paul, which was something that touched me. And because I would like to be an actor one day, and it was a play there. But for my conclusion of being there, I believe it was great, and I plan to go there every year. So I just want to touch out and say, if you love God, try signing up for it next year if you go to Geneva. And it was like a cruise or vacation with God for a couple of days. It was a good way to be away from the world and for just a while at least, just praising God and learning from your background and every values that it had there, and just living in America, having a cultural background. So thank you very much.
A lot of people in here. Okay, Nickum Slick 2007, it was a great experience for me. I have to say, at first, there was all this talk about it last year, so I was really excited. I might have had my mind on the wrong thing when I went there, like the boy that sang the Nickum Slick theme song. That was a big part of it for me. You all know what I'm talking about. But I went to two conferences while I was there. They were Being White in America and the Double Minority Factor. Being White in America was really great because it got me a chance to see like how the other half sees life. And you don't really think that just because they don't go through the things that you go through that they don't think about it. They don't disregard your feelings all the time. Or not all the time, but yeah. And the other one I went to was the Double Minority Factor, and that was dealing with being a woman and being a minority in the workforce. And a lot of times somebody else said that you think of life as being black and white. Life is not a black and white thing. There's other heritages, there's other nationalities that go through just as much as we do. We like to be closed-minded about that type of thing. So I took a lot away from both, but a lot of that I learned from was just the people that I went with. Because Ms. Cook said we weren't allowed to go with just our friends, and she was honest about that. So just like the bus trip over, she said something about Clue and Dream Girls. So you learn a lot from being 6 and 8 hours on a bus with somebody. So we got home, we're Facebooking each other, and we're all best friends now. And like Janine and Bill and Sway, they all got up. And right now, I'll never do this again because I'm terrified. But they got up there and they sang and they told jokes. Bill was hilarious. So I was just amazed and with what they could do. And we got my roommate, Deborah. I learned a lot about her. So it was great. And so next time, next year around, if you get the opportunity to come, then you should really do this because it was a great experience for me. I had stuff written down on this paper, but I've gotten nervous, so I'm done. So thank you.
Morning, everyone. God is good. And all the time. Thanks, guys. That's just a little something that I learned and picked up at Nickum Slick this year that I just wanted to share with you. My identity is in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Just because the color of my skin is white doesn't mean anything. I'm of German, Native American, and French Canadian descent. I live in a small town in Maryland, about 1 hour outside of DC. This is only part of who I am. White is not an ethnicity, it's a color. Find out who you are, not just the color of your skin, for your identity. This was my second year attending Nickum Slick, and the theme was only agape can lead to shalom, which means only love can lead to peace. And I'm just gonna share with you a little of what I learned. A lot of people, when they hear diversity or multicultural, immediately assume it's about a black-white issue, like Bill was saying. But it's not a black-white issue. It's a kingdom issue. This was discussed in my ethnic caucus. Every last person here, from the very last row up top to the people working behind the scenes doing AV and such, are all mine and your brothers and sisters in Christ. When are we going to start loving our brothers and sisters? If we don't start now, it probably will be too late. I challenge all of you to start building relationships with someone different than you. Let's start celebrating the differences in each other rather than emphasizing or focusing on what we all have in common. Could I have everyone really quickly just raise their hands of people who are different than me? I should see every hand raised right now because not to my knowledge, you guys can put your hands down. Not to my knowledge, I don't know anyone that's the exact same person as me. You see, when we hear diverse or multicultural or any related word and people say, I'm not into that kind of thing or that's not for me, which people have actually said to me before, it is your thing and it is for you. We all come from different backgrounds, places, families, different cultures, different worship styles. So you are diverse and you are multicultural. So let's stop being prejudiced and start being relational, which is something of what Paul, the director of Paul the Musical Journey, had stated after the play. He said, do you know how to spell prejudice? Does anyone know? Prejudice is spelled L-A-Z-Y. L-A-Z-Y. It's people thinking they know someone before they actually know them. We are lazy people, and I include myself with that too. I know I'm lazy. I'd much rather stay in my own group of people where I'm comfortable rather than going out and establishing those new relationships with people that I don't know and that are very different from me. And if we are to be image bearers of Christ, let us follow his example and speak to that Samaritan woman at the well, or that Jew, or that Gentile, or someone different from you. So once again, I challenge you, and I'm challenging myself also, to not be prejudiced and lazy, to get to know someone new and build a relationship with them. Because we could do all the events in the world that we want here on campus and in your life, participate in different events. But where we start having peace occurs not at an event, not at a conference, not in any big event that you have in your dorm or whatever. It occurs between us by creating real, deep, and sincere relationships. So start loving so there can be peace, because only agape can lead to shalom. If you guys will pray with me really quick. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everyone that has been involved in this day, Lord. Lord, we know that we're all sinners, but you have redeemed us through your blood, God. And we can only ask that you help us day by day to get to know someone new and to create those relationships with people, God. Lord, we thank you for these experiences that we've all shared and that other people who attended had. I just pray that we can speak to other people that might not be aware of this, God. And I thank you, Lord, for everything that you do in our lives and just uniting us together in you so that there may one day be peace, God. We love you and we thank you and we praise you in your holy name. Amen.